702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Orderson.
Who joins me in the line from Cape Town. Crystal, good morning to you. We start in Somalia, where they are mourning the death of several people following a deadly siege at Kismayo Hotel over the weekend.
Yes, good morning, Africa. So the attack has been condemned by government and different organizations because it was like a scene out of a movie, Africa, you know, a 14-hour gun battle that started on Friday. You know, Al-Shabaab suicide bombers came into this hotel frequented by politicians and lawmakers. And also, it was Friday just after prayers. And also they're planning a regional election. So there were a lot of people gathering at that hotel. Unfortunately, 26 people were killed. I think that death toll still on the rise, and more than 60 people injured, including, one of a very famous Canadian Somali journalist who was quite, trying to put Somalia on the map with positive stories. She was unfortunately also one of those people killed in the attack. So what we do know from the Somali government is that, of course, Somali security forces entered the hotel. The sort of gun battle ensued. All the attackers were killed, and Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Now, they've still been trying to topple the Somali government for years, and in fact, they were operating in Kismayo, which was the port, and it was a major source of revenue for Al-Shabaab, but they were pushed out of Kismayo. But outside of that port city, Africa, they still control parts of the area, and it just shows that this attack, again shows that Al-Shabaab remains a major security threat. The AU force with the Somali government, they are still trying to, bring about some peace, but this serious attack at a hotel again shows Al-Shabaab is a force to be reckoned with, and they're still operating in Somalia.
A devastating story indeed. In Ghana, well, that country has become the fastest growing mobile money market in Africa, with registered accounts jumping sixfold between 2012 and 2017.
Yes, Africa, and I think, there's been such an unprecedented growth in mobile financial services in sub-Saharan Africa. It's really defied all expectations. Now, for instance, in Ghana, we saw a sixfold increase that really demonstrates that technology can firstly modernize the financial system and also support financial inclusion, because we do know such a lot of people are unbanked, and here mobile money has simply shown, wow, you can actually get people to start using a mobile and financial services. And so, for instance, in Ghana, with a mobile penetration of about 128%, they've seen that, one, it's reduced the cost of doing banking and also the risk associated, because a lot of rural people, would still not trust going into a bank, speaking to someone, and they really wonder, will their money arrive at that person, with that person? And we see here with mobile money, it's actually just meant that, that is proven to be successful. But I think what Ghana also did is they launched the first interoperable system in Africa, allowing transactions between different mobile service providers. Because we also know across the continent, one person has an MTN card, another one has an Airtel, because it's simply cheaper. And here they've allowed these banking operations to happen. So, for instance, they say with e-wallet payments, that is about close to $60 million. And then other transactions are around $30 billion. So even government workers now are receiving their salaries via the service, and even people can pay their public service bills. So it's really shown, how a country like Ghana has really used, new financial services models to really get people banking in that country, Africa.
Crystal Orison, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report.